This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Starbucks finds itself back in the news, and it involves black people. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's bad. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be a brother. Black man, I don't talk about it too much because I figure you'll figure it out eventually. Some people, I've had people say to me, I was listening to this program, and this white guy's ranting about, you know, how white people need to stand up for themselves and all that. And they'll send me a note, I'm like, about somebody telling them that, and they have to go, no, he's black. I'm thinking, really, I don't give enough clues? I don't know. Look, I don't think of myself as black per se. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing a radio show. I'm a radio host who happens to be black. But it's funny to me when, and it doesn't happen very often, it's probably happened twice where somebody's like, yeah, Kevin, this guy's telling me about this show, he heard this guy's ranting, and he's like, man, he's talking about pro-white stuff, and it was a black dude. And I'm thinking, I don't talk about pro-white stuff, I talk about things like, if I were a white guy, you would not be convincing me that I had white privilege, not the way I grew up. I would confront you to your face, I don't care what you say, you got white privilege. Let me tell you one of the joys of my life. The joys of my life are when I'm with my martial arts friends, white guys, and some black dude, you know, random whatever, will say something. We're having a conversation, maybe talking politics, and a white dude will use the N-word to describe something, and a black guy like, what'd you say? And my buddies who are martial artists go, I just said what I said. What about it? And people are like, you know, the black guy's like, well, man, you can't say that word. And the guy goes, I can say whatever what I want. And say, he says it again to him. This actually happened. And I'm going, yeah, go for it. If you feel so strongly about that word and who can say it, I dare you to tell Raymond McCallum that he can't say it. You tell him. Yeah, I tell you to tell my buddy Graben, you can't say that word, or Tim Kirby, or many others that I've grew up, I didn't do anything with Dan, but with Graben, but I did with some of the other guys. I dare you, tell them that what they can and cannot say. Because I'm going to tell you, I know how bad these boys are. They will say whatever they want to say, and they'll say it to whomever they choose. So, and I love it. I love it because it's such a shock to the system when people stand up for themselves and people are like, what? What did you say? I mean, all this stuff that we've been backed off on, you know, and I call it, I always say the infantilization of blacks, you know, hey, we're going to make the, it's going to be the N-word now. Like that matters. It's so ridiculous. But it's supposed to ease the wound. Oh, meanwhile, rappers say it all the time. In culture, we say it all the time to each other. And now white people are tiptoeing around it. They tiptoe around the word black. I was talking to some kids over the weekend, and they were like, you know, Kevin, yes, I have this friend, and he's black. And I go, why are you whispering? Why are you whispering that your friend is black? Is that a problem for you? Well, no, I mean, just, I go, look, I'm not getting after you. I'm asking you to analyze why you whisper black. Kevin, I got this buddy, he's a black dude, man. And we were talking about issues, cultural issues. Well, that puts it in perspective. You're not telling me he's black because you're trying to point it out. You're telling me, look, I this is boring to me to go over this stuff. Because I think about it all the time, and I'm going, man, just tell your story and stop worrying about what somebody thinks about you or feel. Your story's legit. You have no malice in your story. These kids, I go, you don't care about blackness in the sense of, you know, other than it's a descriptor, you don't care. So why are you, you know, stifling yourself to go, I'm not sure I can say this. Oh, man. And one lady, I was talking to her with another student, with a student, and she was going to tell a story. And she says, well, Kevin, I feel like I can say this. You know, I went, because you can. So feel free. And she tells me a story. It wasn't a story where you would go, oh, well, that, I could see why you were a little hesitant to tell. It was a story, you know, like I was hanging out with, and the story was, some black person got offended by something she said, and she said, well, we talked it through, and the guy ends up hitting on me. And I go, okay. Because it wasn't anything for him to be upset about in the first place. It's transference. Anyway, I want to talk about Starbucks. Starbucks is in the news because apparently there were two guys that went into a Starbucks to use the bathroom. And the Starbucks people said, you can't just come in here and not use the bathroom. It's against our policy. And they asked them to go, and they wouldn't go. So Starbucks called the cops. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there are many businesses that have this rule. They have it right on the front of their doors. This is not a public restroom. You must patronize our building. And it's all throughout big cities across the country. It isn't a litmus test of black or white. It's a litmus test of customer or non-customer. And the reason they do it is because if you know the rents that these people are being charged to be in these urban indoctrination centers, a.k.a. hell holes, they pay a fortune to stick their little coffee shop or their pastry shop or whatever there. And if you just can come in and willy-nilly use it, he's got all the maintenance on it. He's got all the issues that come from it. He's the one that vagrants are going to know, well, that's a bathroom you can use. It's going to chase away his clientele. So I get it. And here's Starbucks. The CEO of Starbucks is now doing damage control because these guys got arrested for trespassing. And he says this, I hope to meet personally with the two men who are arrested to offer a face-to-face apology. Really? So your standard that's set for everybody. If two white guys come in and do it, what are you going to do? Two white women, a Guatemalan midget, what are you going to do? Do they get to use the bathroom now? Why don't you just get rid of the policy? Let's see how that works out for you. It's just amazing to me. And the capitulation is based on one thing, folks. Two black men. If there were two white guys, nobody would care. They'd get arrested. They'd get kicked off. And that would be the end of the story. And oh, by the way, that's the way businesses all across the country do it. I've been in many, many. I went to one place one time. I needed change for a meter. I said, man, hey, can I get change for a dollar or whatever for the meter? He goes, you got to buy something. I went, really? He goes, yeah. So I bought a stick of gum for like $1.50 and then said, now, can you give me back give him $3. Can you give me my change and money for the meter? Okay. Yeah, because he made 70, 80 cents off of me with the gum. You know, he's completely ripping me off on that. But he's like, yeah, you buy something, I'll give you change for the meter. But I'm not here to be a change machine for you. And you know what? I'm not mad at him. He's getting charged outrageous rents, and he's got people running in all the time asking for that. So he says, it's a little cottage industry. You do something for me, I'll do something for you. You're the one that's going to get the $50 ticket. By the way, it's a $100 ticket in Chicago now if you get a ticket in the city. Miss parking your car. It was $50 a decade ago. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, more than Starbucks. Glad you guys are here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Back in just a minute.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Morality is what we're talking about today. Morality. We have an idea about it, and the left has an idea about it. And I'll give you what a leftist, a guy by the name of Nietzsche, had to say about morality. He said morality is a herd instinct in the individual, meaning that you'll herd towards it. You know, it's not an individual thing. That, in other words, you aren't willing to go your own way if you want to thwart morality. They see, by the way, he's an atheist. Nietzsche was one of these guys that believe, you know, in terms of collective thought, that's not a good thing. They have a collective morality. By the way, based in, you know, here's the magic word, faith, then you're just a herd animal. You don't really want to do it. And I'll tell you something, the dirty little secret is, he's kind of right, because the Bible tells you, you're full of sin, man. You were born of sin. You're full of sin as a man, a human being. You're full of sin. And the only way you can fight it is if you have a belief system that knows right from wrong. And I'll tell you this, you could be a 2-year-old kid, you know right from wrong. When you've gained a form of consciousness, you know right from wrong. I'm not talking about sticking a fork in an outlet. You don't know what that is. But you know if you've done something right or something wrong. It's like a dog. They can sense it. If the dog takes a dump in the middle of your floor and you come home, you won't find that dog greeting you like, like, hey, what's up, buddy? How you doing? That dog will be in his pen. He'll be looking, and you come over to see him. And you may not even see it. Let's say it's not in the middle of the floor. It's in a corner somewhere. He won't greet you. I'm just telling you, mine won't. They won't greet you like, hey, what's up, buddy? They greet you like, have you found it? Do you smell it? I know I'm wrong. Just let me know when justice is going to come down. You know, they're over there cowering. I can't tell you, practically every dog I've owned has done it. And sometimes it's a mistake, and sometimes it's just pure passive aggressive. Okay, you left again? All right, I'll do something to make you understand. I want to go. Boop, put it over in the corner. Knowing they're wrong. Y'all know you've had that happen. I'm not the only one. Yeah. Another guy, I don't know if you're going to know who this person is. His name is Graham Greene. He says, morality comes with the sad wisdom of age when the sense of curiosity is withered. He believes that you only get moral when you're old. You're no longer curious. And so then, you know, you gain an understanding of it. I don't know about that dude, by Graham Greene. But the fact is, I knew what morality was from a very early age. Very early age. And I'll tell you something else. What comes with age is you respect morality. And you expect it, not only from yourself, but from others. That's what comes with age. But you know what it is early on, but not for leftists. He says it comes with the sad wisdom of age. When your sense of curiosity is withered. Like, for example, your sense of curiosity of the LGBT lifestyle. Or your sense of curiosity of, you know, socialist policies, not working, not paying your bills, not being accountable, things like that. And then suddenly you get older and you go, wow, you know, that socialism really was stupid. I really did need to pay my own way. I wish I'd done this. I wish I'd done that. Let me tell you, he described leftist morality that comes with the sad wisdom of age. When the sense of curiosity has withered, but it isn't just the sense of curiosity that's withered. Their lives have withered. They figure out that they've been wrong about so many things for decades, and now it's too late. So then they can rationalize their way of thinking by saying, well, shouldn't somebody have to take care of me even though I'm the one who didn't do it? I didn't buy into the idea of hard work and accountability. Unbelievable. In the New York Times, they did a 1,366-word editorial urging lawmakers to act if President Trump fires Special Counsel Mueller or Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Both of them should be fired. This witch hunt should be over. But they're afraid. I don't know why they won't fire him. I don't know. There's parts of me that goes, well, Trump is letting Mueller make his mistakes. But Rod Rosenstein should be gone. Yeah, the idea that they're practically daring him. And here's what I'll tell you. I'll tell you this. If President Trump fires Mueller or Rosenstein, which I don't think, I know he won't fire Mueller. But if he did, there'd be nothing. They want you to believe it would be Armageddon, the same way they've said for many other things. If he does this, oh, it'll be over. No, it won't. Nobody will care. They'll go, there'll be many people going, first of all, conservatives will go, it's about time. Now, there'll be some anti-Trumpers that'll go, oh, it's a cover-up, you know, the Bill Crystals of the world. But the majority of conservatives will go, this is long overdue. And many Democrats will go, yep, I agree. Don't think for one second. I love how these guys bait, but sometimes they bait you. Because it's a cover-up, and they want to bait you into doing it because they really believe it'll happen. They don't believe there will be rioting in the streets over Mueller being fired. They don't believe that for a second. I don't believe it. Probably most of you don't. It isn't going to happen. They told us this when Trump was elected. Tax cuts, when he did tax cuts. People will die. Far from it. They got the Trump bonus. That's what people are going to remember on tax day. That's what people are going to remember for a lot of things, the Trump bonus. They said when Trump got involved with Kim Jong-un, it'll be nuclear war. Yeah, it'll be nuclear war. We can't let it happen. We'll stop Trump. They didn't. On tariffs, they said, we'll be in a trade war with China. If Trump goes ahead with his plans for tariffs, it's going to be Armageddon and we're going to lose and all this. And what's happened? Syria. It'll be World War III. You know, if Trump does it, what Barack Obama did far more, Trump does one thing. It'll be World War III. They said nobody will join Donald Trump. France and the UK joined Donald Trump in sending the missiles to Syria. They tell you things that have, and nothing's going to happen. Nothing they predict is going to happen because they never get it right. I can only guess their strategy is they hope they get it right one day. Like maybe, you know, the million monkey theory. You give a million monkeys a million years and one of them will peck out Beethoven's fifth. Yeah. Well, good luck with that. So they're grasping at straws, trying to figure out what's going to work. And I'm telling you right now, none of it is going to work because they have no moral core. They think that our morality is, and they hate it because it makes for what am I trying to say? They think we're holier than thou when we toss around morality as if we don't make mistakes ourselves. And I tell you, the biggest thing that will save the conservative movement, folks, is when people understand that we understand how failed we are. That'll save us. That's going to get kids back in church. They're going to go, I'm not going to church because, you know, it's a bunch of holy rollers. I'm going to church because these are people that understand they are flawed human beings and who are working on themselves. The same way liberals will pride themselves on going to a shrink.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you tell him that the Steele dossier had been financed by his political opponents?
No. I didn't think I used the term Steele dossier. I just talked about additional material.
But did he have a right to know that?
That it had been financed by his political opponents? I don't know the answer to that. It wasn't necessary for my goal, which was to alert him that we had this information.
Do you believe that nonsense? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And I got to tell you, that was a great question by George Stephanopoulos to Comey. He says, well, you know, I didn't consider it the Steele dossier. We just said we had additional material. Okay, let's just go back into the Wayback Machine and ask yourself. So you've got material, additional material, on the president. And you know that it's opposition research financed by the other party. And he says, well, it wasn't necessary for my goal. But what was your goal? I mean, if I'm not mistaken, he's investigating what's going on with the potential interference with the election. I mean, not with special prosecutor stuff, but what Hillary Clinton's doing and how it all fits together. And so what was the goal? If the goal was that I'm investigating Hillary to see what she was doing with her server and all the shenanigans that were going on there, I think it would be pretty important to say, this is her buying information about you to spread this information. What's your take, Mr. President? And which he would give an answer. None of that stuff's legit. It's completely wrong. And knowing that that it was hired, it would certainly have connected a lot more dots earlier than what it did. Necessary for my goal that we alert him that we have this information. Hey, we've got some additional information. Let me put it to you this way. I told you guys a story where I got accused of EEOC or something. You know, discrimination. And so, I went to HR and they said, you've been accused of discrimination and something that happened at a sales meeting. And I was like, what? So they wouldn't tell me who. They wouldn't even tell me what it was. So I say to the HR guy, well, how do I defend myself in this situation when you won't tell me who? Because they say, well, we don't want any retaliation against the employee. Okay. You don't have to tell me the employee. You could give, like if you said, Kevin, you mentioned doing the white boy. I know, because I said, that's what I said, it's a dance. And I know there were a couple people around when I said it. I don't know which of them would have reported me. So you don't have to say, oh, it was Paul or it was Jan or whatever. You could just say it was when you made a comment about doing the white boy. And I'd go, oh, well, you do realize that's a dance, right? It's an actual dance. It's called the white boy. Let's look it up in the Urban Dictionary, shall we? On the internet, or let's do this. And we could have squashed it. Because it wasn't anything racial. That's what they call it. If they called it the black boy, I would have said, hey, man, it was a good black boy. You did a good black boy up there. You know? If he was doing the boogaloo, I would have said, hey, that's a good boogaloo. Or, hey, man, you did the robot, you know, or you did the moonwalk. But he was doing the white boy. So, but they didn't tell me that. And Comey's trying to make it, you know, we wanted to alert him that we had the information. But, oh, here's the thing. We weren't going to tell him who it was from and how it would be interpreted, given that it was against your opposition. No, it was necessary for my goals. Comey's a crook, boy. Wow. It was a question that came from Twitter. Why was Hillary not put under oath when questioned by the FBI? Why were five of her staff given immunity, including suspect Cheryl Mills, who was allowed to act as Hillary's counsel? Who gave the order to FBI agents to destroy Hillary's laptops? These are all legitimate questions that could have been put to Comey by Stephanopoulos, and by the way, will be put to Comey at some point in the future. Donald Trump chimed in on this. He's very upset. The big question in Comey's badly reviewed book aren't answered, like, how come he gave up classified information, jail? Why did he lie to Congress, jail? Why did the DNC refuse to give the server to the FBI? Why didn't they take it? Why the phony memos, McCabe 700,000, and more? And you know what I love about Donald Trump tweeting this? He's saying, I'm plugged in. You're not getting away with this. He's saying, I don't care what the mainstream media does. You're going to keep seeing me. I think it was the other day. Well, you know, every day you watch the news. I'm not kidding you. Fox leads off with the president tweeted this. Do you think the CNN, I don't watch CNN and MSNBC. Do you think they're looking at Trump's tweets and talking about this stuff? Every single, they're talking about it from the standpoint of, oh, this could infringe on the investigation. Donald Trump's not going to be able to, you know, the people wish he would stop tweeting because it's making a case for Comey. No, it's not. It's telling everybody what this guy did. It's asking questions all the way through. Sarah Carter, who's a very good investigative reporter, she says it's true. Comey says, referring to himself leaking. Then he spreads innuendo about Russia having info on Donald Trump, saying it's possible, I don't know. I say possible the Russians have something on Comey, buried deep below their piles of dossiers on Hillary Rodham Clinton. Just a thought. Here's my point. He's asked, do you think it's possible that the Russians have information on Trump? Yeah, it's possible, but I don't know. So it's also possible that they don't have anything, and you don't know, right? One's just as valid as the other, if you don't know. God, this stuff is so, I don't want to say it infuriates me, but it makes you take pause. It makes you go, are people really paying attention to this stuff? This guy lies through his teeth. His rationale for why he didn't do certain things is, well, it was possible. Mueller's rationale, and that was how he came to his intent. Decree with Hillary Clinton. We can't determine what her intent was. Really, after everything leading to the destruction of all the evidence, you don't know her intent. Oh, I get it. But you're willing to say it's possible that the Russians have something on Donald Trump. I don't know. I saw a quote. I'm not exaggerating this. It was something along the lines that just because it was from a leftist. Just because we haven't found anything about Trump's colluding with the Russians doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Now, I know Schiff said it, but somebody else said that. And I'm thinking, really? So just because, you know, Kevin Jackson's never been to the Soviet Union doesn't mean that he really hasn't been to the Soviet Union. You know, just because we don't have any evidence that he's been doesn't mean that he hasn't been. Like, you know, his passport isn't enough. You know, some manifest to other airlines or whatever showing that he's been there. Us accusing him of being there, and then you find out that he was at his son's baseball game or something. Oh, well, that doesn't mean he didn't go. That's what they're doing with Cohen right now. Well, we know he was in Ukraine at this point. Cohen goes, well, okay, funny on those dates, about 100 people saw me at my kid's basketball game. Yeah, but that doesn't mean you didn't go. No, doesn't mean anything. This is so twisted, it's funny to me. I'm enjoying this. Because you know what I'm going to really enjoy? I'm going to enjoy everybody who's listening to me that says, Kevin, I don't think it's going to happen, man. I don't know. My buddy Carl, others that are out there, I'm telling you, when you learn that I've predicted this, I've been predicting this for the better part of a year, and you will you finally put the hands down and go, we're not worthy, because it's going to happen. Bill Mitchell said this, so Comey believed no prosecutor would prosecute Hillary Clinton for her email abuses, but Trump might be guilty of obstruction on tissue-thin Flynn evidence. I love making the left have to rationalize what they do to somebody with what they did for somebody else. See, when you look at the Flynn case and you see everything that they did to General Mike Flynn that had nothing, I mean, quite frankly, an innocent man, and they railroaded, and then you put it into the context of what they let Hillary get away with or what they're currently trying to do to Trump, you get it, right? Here's another one, Mark Simone. He says, Lord, Comey was a heck of an FBI director. The Stroke, Page, McCabe scheming and plotting took place right under his nose. And after Hillary and Huma deleted 60,000 emails and smashed all their devices with hammers and bleach bit, he still wasn't sure of their intentions. See, this is the type of thing that when you put it in perspective, when you look at what people are talking about out there, and by the way, this is the overwhelming discussion. Stephanopoulos can talk about the virtue, if you will, of James Comey. But I will tell you this. The overwhelming number of Americans don't see James Comey in any way as virtuous. They see him as the skunk that he is. Dr. Marty Fox tweeted this. It sounds like Comey got a message from the real mob boss. She made him an offer he couldn't refuse. I watched the pathetic CYA interview. Now I want to watch the sentencing hearing. Another one. The New York Times said this, breaking, James Comey says President Trump is a serial liar, treats women like meat, and is a stain on all who work for him. Really? Well, you know something? Comey knows nothing about Trump, and the idea that he wants to say how President Trump treats women shows exactly how much credibility you should put in him. So I'm reading this. It says, James Comey kicked off his tell-all book tour with a verbal kick in the teeth to President Trump. The former FBI director in an interview with ABC News said Trump is morally unfit to be president. We played that clip earlier. Says felt there's evidence he obstructed justice and believed the Russians might have compromising information on him. We already talked about that. What a joke.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies.
you create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
January 20th, 2017, Donald J. Trump inaugurated the 45th President of the United States.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
On Saturday, January 21st, masses of demonstrators take to the streets, among them the family of James Comey.
My wife and girls marched in the Women's March the day after President Trump's inauguration. At least my four daughters, probably all five of my kids, wanted Hillary Clinton to be the first woman president. I know my amazing spouse did.
I wanted a woman president really badly, and I supported Hillary Clinton. A lot of my friends worked for her, and I was devastated when she lost.
To me, that was a strange thing to put in his little Stephanopoulos piece. But hey, James Comey's a strange cat. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844 551-8255. I don't know what Comey thought to do of this. My wife, the day after Trump gets elected, his wife and his four daughters marched in the Women's March against Donald Trump, as if he's got something to do with the rape culture that they claim exists in America and all the other things. None of them marched in the time of Barack Obama, but he proudly states that his wife and his four daughters marched, and, oh, by the way, all of my kids, because apparently he's got a son, because he says the four daughters and all of my kids, my five kids, wanted Hillary Clinton. So what Comey's telling you is he's a eunuch, and at his home, whatever his wife wants, that's the way things go. I'm talking about politically or anywhere else. Now, what he's also saying to you is that he also wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Let me ask you, do you think you could live in a house with that much progesterone, talking about women's rights, and you've got four daughters, and it doesn't influence you at all? I'm just saying, look, at the level of professionalism he wants to claim himself to be, this sucker said right to our faces, I wanted Hillary Clinton to win. And here's why. Would have made my wife happy, and it would have made all five of my kids happy. He didn't say, look, I can tell you this as a matter of fact. My wife and my kids all wanted Hillary Clinton to win. It did not influence me one bit. I was straight down the line. I was going to do my job the way I did it. He said they wanted her to win with pride. He told us the very next day they revolted against this man. That was vindication for him of everything he had done, all the things that led up to that. And I would bet you money he told them, we're good to go. We've done everything we can. He's not going to win. I'm going to be fine. We'll all be fine. And when they lost, he said, phase two of it kicks in. You go march, I'll take care of the rest. Scumbag, slimy as all get out. He didn't want Trump. And he says, I don't want him impeached. I want people to vote him out. Good luck with that. Did you see the president's press conference the other day at the business meeting where he's in Hialeah, Florida? He's going, look, we've got women back to work, particularly Latinos and black women. We've got consumer confidence at a high. We've got business leaders at an all-time high in terms of this. We've got movement across the board and things positively in this economy, and it's only going to get better. And we're deregulating. As much as I'm cutting taxes, we're deregulating, which is also putting money back in the pockets of corporations. We are blowing and going, man, and there is nothing that's going to stop us. Nothing the left can do. All they can do is be mad. You know. Oh, by the way, remember Hillary Clinton? Anyone that doesn't believe it was a good election should be put in jail. I don't know what she said, but it was something along those lines. Like, if you don't believe this election was fair, then so be it. You know, you're just a bad person. And then what does she do? She fights it, and everybody else is fighting it. The system had been so rigged, that they can't even imagine how this happened. And the fight continues. And let me tell you something, folks. If you think they got their butts kicked on a day, November 8th of 2016, where they had no clue that they were going to lose, you wait till you see what happens this November. You wait till you see what happens when they find out that Donald Trump is completely dismissing them while they're talking about, which, by the way, Stormy Daniels is a dead issue. They were talking about the Syrian attacks. Well, all these other things are going on in the news. All these deep state operatives are going on. Trump's got a business meeting, and he's saying, man, we're moving forward. He is so dismissive of them, and it pains them. It pains them. Donald Trump is saying, why would I listen to this noise? Let me tell you what I'm doing. I'm deregulating this economy. I'm giving businesses back the ability for them to do their jobs, make America great again, and I'm giving people mobility in their jobs. You think our economy went on steroids when I got elected? You wait over the next couple of years, baby. It's coming. Ignore them. Ignore the naysayers. Comey's book, that's going to be one of the biggest fizzles out there. I can't wait to read your book, Mr. Comey. I saw a couple of tweets. Let me tell you. Guy's got 800 and something thousand people on Twitter, and he's tweeting this out about his book. I'd say 80% of the comments are negative, and he's in a typical tweet. Let me put it a different way. James Comey got a fat advance that's it. That's all he's getting. This book is going to, I'm not going to say it's a flop. I'm sure people are going to want to read it. But from everything I've seen about it and heard about it, I heard it's a total disaster. This will be a disaster, and it's gotten him in trouble. Totally gotten him in trouble. I got to tell you, this has been, wow. I can't describe for you the feeling I'm going to have when I'm vindicated. I mean, I don't feel like I'm under attack. But when I'm vindicated, when we finally figure out that James Comey, I mean, when it's official, when it's bona fide, he's a crook and going to prison. It doesn't matter which one of them happens first. When it happens, it's going to be the biggest news story. McCabe right now is completely guilty. Completely guilty. There is nothing that anybody can do to not say he's guilty. Now, when it happens that he goes to jail, and I don't care who it is, I don't care whether it's McCabe or Strzok or whomever, when one of those guys goes to jail, you're going to see the Democrats clawing. You remember like that girl that got stuck in, she got kidnapped on a Silence of the Lambs, and dude stuck her down in that little well, and she saw the claw marks of other girls who tried to get out. That's what the Democrats are going to look like. They're stuck in a well, trying to, you know, climb out of that well, and to the point where their fingernails bleed. They want to get out so bad. That's what's going to happen. This is going to get so ugly for them. And I hate to say this because, you know, it's really not Christian-like to say, I can't wait. But I'll be honest with you. I can't wait. I can't wait to see Hillary Clinton have to stand before the man. Because this IG report about her, this IG report about Hillary Clinton and the FBI not wanting to investigate the Clinton Foundation and all the stuff involved with that, it's mind-boggling. The FBI trying to shut down an investigation of the Clinton Foundation because of McCabe. Him essentially saying, we need to, people asking this. Do we have that clip? Did we play that clip? Let's play it again just in case, because people got to hear this.
It is absolutely stunning. I mean, should we believe that the FBI is a political operation?
Well, we know now that it was, at least in during the presidential election. What's really interesting in the IG report, Judge, is one thing that hasn't been reported is it says in there that the principal deputy associate attorney general, who's a very high-ranking person at the Obama Justice Department, made a phone call just a few weeks before the election to McCabe, telling him to shut down the Hillary Clinton Foundation criminal investigation. That was the most staggering thing in the report to me.
Christian, I'm going to interrupt you. The principal deputy, who is this?
Well, he's not named in the IG report. That's part of the mystery. I suspect somebody will figure out who it was. Bill Baer was a principal deputy AG around that time. Maybe it was him, maybe it wasn't. But the point is, this is a top-level DOJ official called the FBI and said, shut down the Hillary Foundation investigation.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Talk about a caste system in America, a class system. I talked a while back about how in India, the Punjabis are treated really badly, the Dalits, and women in particular are even worse. They have the highest amount of rape in that culture, in Indian culture, because the highest social class looks at these women as you're here for our pleasure. It's like Muslim men and how they treat women. And we have essentially the same thing here. We have sanctioned classism. Nobody wants to talk about it, but we do. We have a double standard. And what's funny is, as things continue to evolve, you're going to watch the general public say, we're sick of this double standard. We're sick of watching these people do these heinous acts and get away with it. I got to leave it there for now. We'll be back.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.